Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Landini. He's fighting. He's playing hurt. He's coughing, and he's grinding. At 12:45, Jeff Walker's got a new song. At 1 o'clock, right. Ray Brown,
Raymond,
Redskins legend, played for the Cardinals, lives out here, coaching high school football. Got a big game tonight. Yeah. Making time for us. 1:30, we will open them phones. You can ask B. Mitch anything. You can tell us your Commanders Cardinals predictions. Lanville, what temperature do you think it is now? It's 9:30 here in the Valley of the Sun.
I think it's 91 degrees.
Are you checking?
Yeah, you know you're checking, man.
I'm actually not, but did I nail
you
that?
Nailed that.
Yeah. I'm just a savant. Impressive.
Man, come on, bro. I know Lanville. Lanville checking like hell.
I mean, Lanville did figure out how to call the hotel room the other day.
Yeah.
Which was cool and creepy at the same time.
Creeper.
All right. We got a game this weekend, boys. We got a game. Commanders, Cardinals. We'll let Landini, he's playing hurt, we'll let him go first. Landville, what's your kind of official prediction, how you think this thing unfolds?
I think the Commanders are going to pull out the win. I do. Because I think Jaden's going to continue to play well. I mean, they haven't punted in 2 weeks. I think they probably do end up punting at least once this week. But he's been fantastic. The Cardinals' defense sucks, as we've heard. They have no pass rush. And I'm counting on the defense to get at least one stop. I think that's all they really need is like one stop. And I think we might be able to take it.
They did it against Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a stop or two. I think Trey McBride being out, I don't know that we've talked about this. Trey McBride is the Cardinals tight end, out with a concussion. I think that impacts their offense. Marvin Harrison Jr. has had the one huge game, but even that one huge game in week two, I think he had 4 for 130, but most of that yardage came on 2 catches.
Yeah.
Obviously he's a deep threat and can really impact the game that way. I think Arizona's path to winning this thing is – so last week, a lot of us, myself included, left hand up for the folks on the stream, said Washington's really got to run the ball and try to grind this out, keep Burrow and Chase off the field.
Yep.
That did not prove true. They just decided to win the shootout. They're like, you know what? We'll get into a shootout and we'll win. Call me Doc Holliday. I almost wonder if Arizona this week is best suited to try the grind-it-out game plan and just a lot of James Conner, some time of possession, let Kyler run around, do his thing. If I was Washington, that would almost concern me more than
– what, Conner just running around?
Conner and like a grind-it-out game plan where Jaden is limited, and then you're – like when Jaden and the Commanders' offense is humming – to Lanfield's point, all right, you force a couple field goals, maybe they miss one, and then there's your margin to win. But if Arizona kind of shrinks the game down, I think that could be effective.
But I think that Washington has proven they can also toss it around.
Yeah.
So keep if that's what you do well and if you can still do it well, don't try to force the other way. Now, if you start running the ball and they can't stop it, you feed them Brian Robinson every damn play.
Sure. Jeffrey, what's your game plan?
Lanfield hit it right on the head, man. Score as many points as possible, and we get our one stop. We know our defense is not there yet to where we could just bank on them getting multiple stops, but if they can grind out one stop, force one turnover, and we just keep our offense clicking, I know it's easier said than done, but I believe we can do it, we will win this game with no problems. For real, we get one stop, we win in this game by two touchdowns at least.
One stop, and it's a two-touchdown win.
That is some
Jeff got the syndrome, baby. The syndrome is strong.
I'm with him on it. Hey, man, listen, time to start thinking positive. Hell.
I asked Kingsbury about it yesterday. Do you think it matters to him coming back here?
Probably not. One thing about coaching, these dudes are so overly consumed with what they have at hand, they can't think about what the hell happened before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think he's sitting up there, oh, yeah, can't wait till we go out there so we can – no. He's just trying to get everything right on his squad right now.
Cliff did tell us yesterday that he loves it out here. He still has his house out here. Do you remember the house he has? Do you remember that when it went viral in the during the COVID draft?
It was sweet.
If I had that house, I would also keep it. I mean, the amount of money Cliff has made – look at that house, dude. The amount of money Cliff made from this organization.
But that's all windows in the back. That is sweet.
I'll show this to the stream. I mean, Cliff's house is so dope. He should keep it. I think – I wonder if – is it an if or a when the analytics bros will change their tune on Cliff and Jaden?
They don't like to admit when they're wrong about anything, so they probably won't change their attitude until it's forced upon them.
How long do you think it takes for it to be forced upon them? It's only three games now. It's too small of a sample.
Well, if they had more people in the world like me that just don't care to hear them half the time, it'd probably be yesterday. But it's going to be so many people now.
We were even the Phoenix Cardinals then.
Yep.
You have any fun memories of playing out here? Did you ever play when it was hot as hell like this? Because you were playing, it was the outdoor stadium. It was where ASU plays.
And I had opened up games with touchdowns and had a couple of them called back, a couple of them stood. But I always loved coming out here because Ball Field was more like a golf course. It was fast, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I just, like certain stadiums you wanted to play in, I love to come here and play.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was your guys' travel when you would come out here? You guys never did this, right? Like the week of practice?
No, we never did that exactly. We would come out on the only a few times we traveled out this way on a Friday for a Sunday game.
Yeah.
We never spent the whole week.
Sometimes
we'll come straight on a Saturday. On
really?
A Saturday, boom, boom, whoop their bus and come on back home.
I'm going to try to pull up your splits against the Cardinals because even when you were in Philly, they were still in the division. I don't think they redid the divisions till 04 or it's whenever the Texans came into the league.
I remember Patrice Alexander had a touchdown, and he jumped on the dude back way behind me, and that just killed me. Called the touchdown back, Jay.
Oh, that sucks. All right, in 25 – that's crazy. You played these guys 25 times.
It's a long time.
25 career games against the Cardinals. What do you think your team's record was?
I don't know.
14-11.
Really?
I would have thought it'd be a little higher than that, honestly.
No, I told you when back in the day, they would play you tight. We would beat them, but they would play you tight.
70 carries for 305 yards. You averaged 4.3 yards per carry against the Cardinals. You scored a touchdown on the ground. You scored a touchdown in the air. You had 37 catches for 480 yards against the Arizona Cardinals. Good for 13 yards a pop.
That's good for a running back, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see if I got kick stuff here. Yeah, here we go. Kick returns. this is crazy.
What I do?
You had 56 kick returns for 1,400 yards, averaged just about 25 yards per return with a touchdown. You had 51 punt returns for 435 yards, averaged 8.5 yards per return with a touchdown. Hmm. Pretty damn good.
I like the Cardinals.
What do you think your career record was against the Dallas Cowboys?
Don't have a clue.
28 games? 14-14.
Wow.
Dead even. you scored 3 touchdowns on the ground against Dallas, and you were 0-3 passing against the Cowboys.
Hmm.
Were they fake punts or what?
Fake
quarterback.
Punt.
Or like,
one was a fake punt. I think another was a halfback pass or something of that nature. I don't think I ever just played straight quarterback against them. We probably were losing in that one.
11-14-1.
Wow.
When did you tie the Giants?
Don't remember.
I mean, it could have been when you were playing for Philly, I guess.
I don't think we had no ties in that.
You did it once, according to the record books. And then this 22 career games.
22 career games. We won more than lost.
Not even close.
Not really? We lost more?
Bro, 7-15.
Against the Eagles?
That's what the math says.
That's strange.
That was fun.
I did go to the Giants, and we couldn't seem to beat anybody when I was there.
Yeah, that year was bad for New York.
Yeah.
But I also – I like some of those – obviously that when you got to Washington, 90-91, you're loaded. 91, you win the Super Bowl. 92, you get back to the playoffs. But when Coach Joe stepped down and then Pettibone came in and then – I think Jack Kent Cook had died, and John Kent Cook takes over, mm-hmm. and then you get Norv, and you're trying to rebuild, and like the Desmond Howard trade, the Heath Shuler pick, like there was a lot of mismanagement.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And then you have the team being sold. Like there was a lot of
things that went wrong way back. See, like we talk about once Dan took over, there was some things going wrong before Dan took over.
Right, right. This is kind of interesting. So in your career, and you played a long time, you played the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Eagles over 20 times, but no other team did you play double-digit times?
It's kind of hard to play like that because, like, you know, every other year you basically play the other team. So.
Right. This is interesting. You played 8 games against the Redskins. What do you think your record was in those 8 games? Mm. I feel like you might know.
I don't know that.
5-3.
Shouldn't have let me go.
You threw 2 passes against the Redskins.
Did I?
You were 1 of 2.
I think one might have been in Philly.
And then
I remember one in the vet.
I don't believe, and maybe you were just being nice, I don't believe you scored any touchdowns against the Redskins.
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's funny. I could do this for days. Who told you they were going to draft you and didn't? Steelers, right?
Steelers.
Three career games against the Steelers. You went 2-1.
Had a touchdown somewhere in there.
You had a touchdown.
A few of them.
You caught a touchdown.
Caught, returned,
yeah. Who? And the Saints also said that, right?
Yep.
Five career games against Saints, 3-2 record. I am very late. We got Jeff Walker's song next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.